provider's office?
Hello, hi. May I speak with someone in the billing department?
May I know the doctor's name?
I'm not sure. It's just listed as Progressive Oncology and Hematology.
Yes. Yes. How can I help you?
I was needing to speak with someone in billing. I was calling on behalf of AARP.
Yes. How can I help you?
This is the billing department?
Yes.
Oh, my name is Shakonda. I was calling on behalf of UHC AARP regarding an overpayment refund request that we previously sent over on a recorded line. We've sent over a an overpayment request.
Okay.
And we were trying to check the status of that request.
Yeah. Give me just a moment. Can you be able to provide me the patient's name, please?
There's more than one patient that's on there. Let me check. Hold on 1 second. Let me make sure. And can I have your name? I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name when we got on the call.
Yeah, my name is Kevin.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see here. Before I give the patient's information, Kevin, are you able to verify the tax ID number or the NPI for Progressive Oncology?
Yes.
Just this is for PHI purposes?
Not a problem. Not a problem. What should I provide, the NPI or the tax ID?
Yes. You could give me the tax ID if you have that. If not, we can do the NPI. Either one of them will work.
I have all the information. 473-613-140.
Okay. Yeah, that is the same one that I have. Mm-hmm. So the patient that I have pulled up here, his first name is Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D.
Mm-hmm.
His last name is Holmes, and it's H-O-L-M-E-S. His date of birth is, I'm sorry?
Yes, give me just a moment. Let me pull this patient in my system.
Okay.
Secondary, it's the secondary, right? AARP is the secondary for this patient, right?
AARP is the supplemental insurance to Medicare.
It's the secondary. Yes. Actually, I guess for this, we do have received the recruitment means the notification. I guess there is some, mistake. The amount is much higher than which you have paid to us.
You said the amount that what the AARP is requesting?
Yes, is requesting much higher than they should have paid us.
Let me see here. Do you have the on this claim that I'm looking at, the date of service is 12/13/24. On that one, that's the because there's three claims for Richard Holmes. The one that I'm looking at for 12/13, they're advising that AARP paid $2,555.58 on January 13th of 2025. They didn't, you don't have that payment?
No, we just have only $2,355 for December 13th.
Right, that's what we have, $2,355.
Yeah, that payment was received in the March. Actually, we have received this payment on February 6th of 2025.
Okay.
So total, you are requesting $2,355.58 for these data service, correct?
For that claim, yes, but he has three claims.
Yeah.
The other claim is for the date of service is 1/3/25.
1/3/25. Yes.
That one, they're requesting back $6,115.69.
That is also correct. I guess
you don't see that one.
Yeah, we do have that payment. Okay. So the patient was in SNF, right, for this?
Yes. So it's the they were using the it's been advised that the incorrect POS was used on the claim when the claim was submitted.
Well, actually, Ms.
He wasn't
initially. Sorry to interrupt you. Sorry. Actually, initially the claim was submitted to patient's primary insurance, that is Medicare, with the same because we have seen this patient in our office. But actually, this is the responsibility of the skilled nursing facility to pay. So actually, we have contacted them and not getting any response from them. So do you have a number for the skilled nursing facility for this patient?
I do not. Let me see if,
We try to contact them, but we're not getting any concrete information on that. So.
I was trying to see if I could pull it up. I don't see it. I just see the claim, but it doesn't tell me that. Let me look at the billing. Let me look at the MPI. Hold on and see if it will give me any information. Do you have it listed as Willowbrook? Is that what you have to? Willowbrook Court Skilled Care Center at Buckingham's Choice? Is that what you have? Because that's what I pulled up.
No, I have the different one.
I mean, I could give you this information. I just pulled this up with the MPI that's listed on there, and this is what they have. If you want me to give you that information, I could give you that.
Yeah, that will be helpful for us.
Hmm?
Yeah, Willowbrook, right? Court Skill Care Center at Birmingham. Yes, I have that only.
Okay. What phone number do you have for them, for Willowbrook?
The phone number I have is... let me check. 267-787-4097.
Yeah, that's the same one I have too. Yeah, that's the same one I have. The 267-787-4097. That's the only contact I have. Yeah. Well, I see a different number here. If you want to try this one, maybe.
Yeah, you can give me that. So that will be helpful for us.
This one shows 301-874-5630.
Let me confirm that number again. It's 301-874-5630.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. And what is the last date to submit the refund?
There's not a specific date because we're not going to, it doesn't accrue any interest, and then we're not going to offset it because the supplemental division of UHC, the AARP division, they don't recoup or offset or retract any money.
Okay, so you'll not be able to retract this money, right, or offset this amount?
Yeah, we don't offset or retract it or recoup the money. So we just, that's why we reach out to the providers to, you know, to try to outreach the providers to see, you know, if they'll be able to submit the payment or submit a dispute, if they wanted to dispute the payment amounts or if they wanted to dispute the overpayment, then we give them that information. But you do have time to work on it.
Actually,
if you want to contact the SNF, the SNF.
Okay, I just want to inform you that we got the information that the patient was in this skilled nursing facility from November 12 of 2024 to December 31st of 2024. So I guess the recoupment, the overpayment request for January 3rd is not valid because the patient was not in the skilled nursing facility during that time, during the January.
They were not?
Yes.
For any of the dates of service for the overpayment, that he was, the patient wasn't in the skilled nursing facility at that time?
I told you the dates, which we got from the Medicare. that the patient was in the skilled nursing facility, but from January 22nd of 2024 to December 31st of 2024.
Hold on.
Not
let me do those dates. 122-24 to December.
November 12th. November 12th of 2024.
November 12th of 24. Okay. So he was in that at this time.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let me just make a note of that.
Yeah, because I have discussed this with my colleague who is working on this. He said that the ARP has wrongly sent us this overpayment letter. So, but I guess he might have filed the dispute as well. But I'm not sure about that. If he has already done that or not. Rest, I can assure you that I will. I can send you the refund form. Once we get any information and how to submit the claim to skilled nursing facility, just allow us 1 or 2 weeks to get that information or get the claim submission done. So once then I will forward these details to my office manager.
Okay.
And then they can issue the check.
Okay, so I'm just going to make my notes in the system and then I'll set, you know, something on my calendar to be able to call back and check in.
But I want you
to just follow up with it.
Yes, no problem with that, but I want you to just correct your system for the date of service of January 3rd of
2025. Mm-hmm. Right, because you're saying that they weren't in the skilled nursing facility in January, only from January of 24 until November of 24. So the January 5th, you're saying they weren't in the skilled nursing facility.
Yeah. That is, in, I guess we think that this overpayment request is not valid for the January month.
Okay. So did you receive the letter?
No, we check the
request
the
letter.
We check on the Medicare portal.
Okay. No, I was just asking because there's a number on there. There's a number on that request letter. That's just telling us, I mean, telling you that you, to fax that information to us, like if, because you're disputing it. So when we do a dispute, just ask you if you could just fax it over. Like just fax over the same information that you sent me.
Okay.
I mean, that you're telling me, like just send it over that you don't agree with it because the patient wasn't in the skilled nursing facility at for that date of service.
Got you.
Yeah, but there's a fax number. Do you have the fax number? You want me to give it to you?
You can give me that, but right now I'm not having that letter because my
client okay.
has it. You know, but still, you can provide me that.
Okay, the phone, the fax number is 209-858-3939.
And attention to any particular department?
You could just put disputes. They'll put it to the disputes department just so they can review it.
Okay, for the overpayment. Okay, rest I will assure you, you can give me a call back after 2 weeks so that I can figure it out how to get this worked on. And I can provide you
okay.
an update on this.
Yeah, 2 weeks is good. And we can just touch base to see if anything has changed and to follow up. Okay. Yeah.
And also, I request you, if you got any information about the billing or the skilled nursing facility, just feel free to provide us that information so that we can have this claim submitted and we can sort out this issue as early as well.
Mm-hmm. And you got that phone number that I gave you, the 301 number?
Yeah, I already have that.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I have is the same information you have as far as that facility.
Okay. Thank you so much for the information. So we will try to get this, get the information of the skilled nursing facility and sort out this issue.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, and I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. Same to you.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.